Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Mertens, M-E-H-R-T-E-N-S, first name Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-E-R. The date of birth, May 9, 1969. Date of evaluation, May 13, 2024. Referring physician, Dr. Hyatt, H-I-A-T-T. The chief complaint, 55-year-old male, seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for left ankle surgery. The HPI, the patient is a 55-year-old male who reports an industrial injury, which occurred during a fall in a trench on June 19, 2019, period. During the fall, he injured his left ankle, period. He was initially seen at an urgent care center, semicolon, at which time he was taken off work for a few days, period. He has had ongoing and worsening symptoms of pain, period. He states that he can barely walk, period. He has burning, throbbing pain involving the ankle, period. Pain is constant and is typically 9/10 and is worse than standing or any activity, period. Pain appears to radiate to the left hip. He is now noting right lower extremity compensatory pain, period. The past medical history, cervical bulge, past medical history, cervical bulge, past surgical history, nerve ablation in the cervical region, next number hernia repair, next number cholecystectomy, next number left foot surgery times 3. Medication, Cymbalta unknown dose, ibuprofen unknown dose, gabapentin, period. The allergy, codeine makes him sick, family history, diabetes, grandparent died with unknown cancer. Social history, he denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 130/86, pulse 60, respiratory rate 12, height 72 inches, weight 238 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The left ankle reveals tenderness on both plantar flexion, eversion, and inversion, period. The data review, EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm 71 beats per minute, period. There are occasional PACs, period. EKG otherwise is unremarkable, period. Of note, there is low limb lead voltage, period. The impression, this is a 55-year-old male who suffered a left ankle injury, period. He had prior surgeries to the left ankle. He is now noting persistent pain, period. It is anticipated that he will undergo surgery per Dr. Hyatt, period. The patient has no cardiovascular symptoms, period. EKG is borderline. borderline, but has no evidence of ischemia, period. He is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for sane. Signed, Dr. Rawlings and Ferguson.